The mic is all yours.
Right, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And good morning, everybody. We're going to have a wonderful gathering. We have a lot to do. It's going to be so much fun. So what we are going to do is we're going to kind of learn about emptying our hands of all of the responsibilities, the emotional control, and to fill up our hearts by allowing the world to be as it is. That's a little bit about what we're going to be doing. It's going to be so much fun, like I said, but we start out all of our gatherings the same. So we're going to greet one another, and then we're going to play a song while we're doing that. And I can't play songs from my computer, but Lynn volunteered to help me do that. So if Lynn, you could put on the We Are Awakening music, we'll all have a few minutes to greet each other. It'll be great.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic awakening. In the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
All right, David, the mic is back to you.
All right. Thank you. That was so wonderful. I love that song, and I love how it fits with us, because we are awakening. And us would be awakening together. And awakening together, we have a purpose that we can go through this morning. Let me read the purpose to you. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. Today, we are all on a journey of awakening. And being in awakening together, especially if you go through the MPP class, this journey takes us to many different authors, many different masters or gurus or sages. And so on this journey, we have seen like Ramana Maharshi, and we've seen Reverend Regina, and we've seen A Course in Miracles. And today, we're going to see Michael Langford. Michael Langford wrote a book. The book is named The Most Direct Means to Eternal Bliss. And as we are going through these links, and so I wrote a little paragraph here that I'm going to read to you out. This little paragraph is what the core values and the purpose means to me. And it's nice and written, so hopefully it'll be clear. It says, "We listen to many sages, mystics, saints, and teachers who put forth their knowledge of the true self. The words are all different, the stories and the cultures are different, but the truth is always the same. We gather here today to recognize that truth, and by our joining together, pray that we might come to know this truth utterly and without doubt. And that is my goal for gathering today. If anything, we can all spend an hour sharing the willingness to know truth." Now, before we facilitate that, and before we go into contemplation, we need some announcements. We have some wonderful ones. And so I'll go ahead and read those announcements to you. And if they interest you, there's always more information on our website. So our first announcement is, there are nominations open for the Member Board of Trustees. If you've been here a little while, you'll remember when we nominated the previous set of trustees. And the way that works is it goes through an email, which you should have received on Monday, May 25th. And that email should have told you exactly how the nomination process works. If you didn't get the email and you want to know how it works, you can find that on the Awakening Together website under the Four Members tab and go to the Awakening Together News. And I have to ask you all to please, if you are a member of AT, to please get involved in the nomination process by nominating a charter member. Because we, as trustees, want to represent the organization, and the best way to do that is to get the organization into the trustee board. So if you want to support someone else's nomination or nominate someone yourself, that would be wonderful. We want your input. One thing to watch out for, though, is if you nominate somebody, please make sure that they can accept the nomination, that they have the time or the willingness to be part of the trustee board. Sometimes it can be a lot of work, and sometimes not so much. But that was our first announcement, is we are getting more seats open on the trustee board. So nominations if you know someone. Our second announcement, you can order an Awakening Together t-shirt. We have blue, purple, and green. And the shirts are $20.75, and that includes shipping. And if you want to order your shirt, you can go to Awakening Together, go to the Four Members tab, and click Purchase AT T-Shirts. And I think we've had those t-shirts for quite a while now. And our third one, the Awakening Together Quarterly Member Meeting is on Sunday, June 7th at 8 p.m. So next week we'll have a member meeting, and in case you haven't been to one of those, it'll be Regina is our president minister, and she will talk to all of the assembly about what is going on behind the scenes, what's happening next. It's a wonderful little State of the Union every month. Those would be our announcements. And since we have the announcements out of the way, and we've talked about why we're here, which is to be in willingness, we can start that. And so we open up. Oh, Jacqueline will be running the meeting this month. Awesome. State of the Union, because we are a union. Awesome. Let us go into an opening song. Help us to drop into willingness, to drop into the heart. And when we come back from this song, we can all connect together in a prayer and we'll dive in. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Lynn, who's going to play Change This Heart by the Sidewalk Prophets. And thank you so much, Lynn. Here's the mic.
Trying to run away from this false reality. No matter where I turn my back, you're always right in front of me. So I push you away, but I don't know that I'm wrong. I don't know the words to say to make my faith that's wrong. So I will pray to you right now. Take away my sin. Heal away my brokenness. And change this heart again. Without you I am nothing but a weak and dying man. So I will pray to you right now and change this heart again. What is going through the motions if my life is still the same? Every day's the same old puzzle, all the pieces rearranged. And I refuse your help out of my own selfish pride. Lord, I have so many masks to cover up and hide. So I will pray to you right now to take away my sin. Come heal away my brokenness and change this heart again. Without you I am nothing but a weak and a dying man. So I will pray to you right now and change this heart again. So I will pray to you, my Lord, change this heart again.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful. I just want to take a moment of silence to honor what is happening this morning with all of us. Amen. Okay, I have a little prayer, and you may join me in the prayer if you wish to. Lord, I thank you for the experience of now. Everywhere I go, everything I do, the universe is always taking care of me. I pray that I may come to know your truth utterly and without doubt. I pray that I may take the journey of purification to heal away my brokenness and change this heart again. I want to learn to allow the world to be as it is, so that I may empty my hands of the response of my many responsibilities and fill my heart with you. Amen. All right. So today, like I said, we're visiting Michael Langford, and we're visiting the most direct means to eternal bliss. And there are 13 chapters in this wonderful book. I have not read them all, but I have read one chapter every day for what's going on to be 2 weeks now. And I read this chapter every morning. And Lynn is going to read this whole chapter to us. It's 76 lines. And it is chapter 12, The Loving All Method. Lynn, if you'll read that for us, it would be wonderful. Here's the mic.
Thank you, David. And this is wonderful. This is amazing. And so I'm very grateful for the opportunity to read this. Chapter 12, From the Most Direct Means to Eternal Bliss, The Loving All Method. All the methods that have been described in previous chapters are to be practiced when one is not engaged in any other activities. Excuse me. The question may arise, what is the most effective method that can be practiced while one is engaged in other activities? When I'm householding, what's the most effective method? The loving all method. The loving all method is the most effective method that can be practiced while one is engaged in other activities. The loving all method can be practiced every day during any and all types of activities. Practice instructions for the loving all method. The loving all method can be summed up as follows. Love everything that you perceive exactly the way it is. Love everything you experience exactly the way it is. Love every thought you have exactly the way it is. Love those thoughts you think are good exactly the way they are. Love those thoughts you think are bad exactly the way they are. Love all your emotions exactly the way they are. If you feel happy, love your happiness exactly the way it is. If you feel sad, love your sadness exactly the way it is. If you feel courage, love your courage exactly the way it is. If you feel fear, love your fear exactly the way it is. If you feel love, love your feeling of love exactly the way it is. If you feel anger, love your feeling of anger exactly the way it is. Love your body exactly the way it is. Love the objects you see exactly the way they are. Love the people you see exactly the way they are. Love your actions exactly the way they are. Love everything you feel, think, or say, or do exactly the way it is. Love everything you see, taste, touch, smell, or hear exactly the way it is. Love everything other people do, feel, think, or say exactly the way it is. If someone says something nice to you, love what the person says exactly the way it is. If someone says something mean to you, love what the person says exactly the way it is. If someone says to you, "You are the nicest person I have ever met," love what the person said exactly the way they said it. If someone says to you, "You are the most disgusting person I have ever met," love what the person said exactly the way they said it. If something nice happens during your day, love it exactly the way it is. If something horrible happens to you during the day, love it exactly the way it is. Love everything that happens exactly the way it is. Love every activity exactly the way it is. Love every experience exactly the way it is. Love everything exactly the way it is. And as if we needed more clarification, which we do, he says further clarification of the loving all method. I love Michael Langford. 34. If you don't understand how to practice the above instructions using the word love, you can substitute the words emotionally allow for the word love in the above instructions. After practicing every day for 1 month using the words emotionally allow, you can substitute the words emotionally accept for the word love in the above instructions. After practicing every day for 1 month using the words emotionally accept, you can go back to the original wording of the instructions just as they are, using the word love, and then continue using the word love from then on. The loving all method refers only to your emotions. No changes in your external behavior are required. For example, if a vase falls and you would normally try and catch it, you will also try and catch the vase while you are practicing the loving all method. You do not allow the vase to fall because you are loving the falling. If someone were to try to punch you in the face and you would normally duck, you will also duck while practicing the loving all method. The fact that you are loving the fact that someone is trying to punch you does not mean that you do not duck. You also love the fact that you are ducking to avoid being punched. The loving all method is about emotional acceptance. The loving all method is not about changing your actions. Like any skill, the more you practice, the more skill you gain. If someone says something mean to you, and if you feel bad emotionally because of what they said, then love your negative emotion and love yourself for having the negative emotion. In the beginning, even though you are attempting to love everything and every experience exactly the way it is, you probably will not succeed in loving everything and every experience exactly the way it is. Changing the long-time habit of emotionally rejecting experiences will require lots of practice. Love as much as you can love. Keep practicing every day, trying to love everything exactly the way it is. As the months go by, you will gain more success at loving more and more experiences exactly the way they are. It may take some years of practice for you to be able to love everything exactly the way it is. Every day, try to love everything and every experience that happens exactly the way it is. Loving everything the way it is includes emotional acceptance. Emotional acceptance does not prevent you from trying to change whatever you wish to change. What you wish to change, you will still change. Whatever action you would normally take, be normal, whatever action you would normally take to change something, you will still take to change that same action. You will still take that same action. In the beginning, even though you are trying to love everything you experience, you might only be able to love a small part of what you experience. Every day that you practice the loving all method, you will gain more skill at being able to love everything you experience exactly the way it is. You should not try to look inward while engaged in daily activities. You should look outward while engaged in daily activities. In other words, it is important to pay attention to what you are doing while engaged in daily activities. The loving all method is not a looking inward method. It is important to pay close attention to what you are doing during your daily activities so that your activities flow smoothly. If you were to try to look inward during your daily activities, your activities may not flow smoothly. For example, if you try to look inward while putting toothpaste on your toothbrush, you might put shampoo or shaving cream on your toothbrush instead of toothpaste because of having your attention divided between outward and inward. Fortunately, the loving all method does not require inward attention. The loving all method does not require thought either. The loving all method is developing a new feeling habit. The loving all method is developing the habit of feeling love toward everything you perceive. In the beginning, you could try practicing no emotional resistance during all of your daily activities. In action, you can resist all you want to resist. If you would normally resist something in action, you will continue to resist something in action while practicing the loving all method. Not resisting emotionally has nothing to do with what you do in your actions, activities, and behavior. You can continue to resist all you wish to resist in your actions, activities, and behavior while practicing the loving all method. While you may be resisting in action, you do not resist emotionally while practicing the loving all method. And that is the end of the reading. And I think it's pretty darn clear that we're here to develop the habit of love. And David, thank you for letting me read this. I'm giving you back the mic.
Thanks, Lynn. You know, when I had picked out the reading originally, I had done lines 1 through 40. And I have contemplated these lines every day. And what I found out through my contemplations was that those further explanations, I really needed them. And so I didn't want to leave them out today because I began to get lost in loving everything. And those further clarifications really helped me to solve my problems. And we're going to dive right into that. Because I picked the loving all method because it's my tool to set myself free. Now, what I am becoming free of, the voices in my head that are so strong, and the fear that I'm haunted by that I believe, that I am becoming free of. So, number 6 says to emotionally, if you replace love with emotionally allow, which I've done for this first month, emotionally allow everything you perceive or experience to be exactly the way it is. This means when I started to do this and I want to emotionally allow what's coming up for me, I would need to emotionally allow any feelings I have about talking and gathering. I need to emotionally allow myself to feel nervous or to feel prepared or to feel interested or willing. I have to allow myself to remain filtered or unfiltered, depending on whichever one's necessary. But what I can't do is emotionally resist whatever is coming up for me. So if I feel like I'm not clear, the correct answer isn't to emotionally try to make myself clear. And when I say emotionally try to make myself, what that means is I guilt myself, or I shame myself, or I use my emotions to make myself change. I want to become free of that. Using my emotions in that way creates the strong voices in my head. And using my emotions to manipulate, that is what haunts me. That is the fear, I believe. Another thing I really needed to do for myself whenever I just was on day 6, or day 1, because you start on number 6, on day 1, I needed to look at work. I feel like as a teacher, I needed to have many, many lesson plans planned out for the entire summer, and I've only planned out 3 weeks. And emotionally, I didn't accept that. Emotionally, I was anxious. And emotionally, I wanted more, which means I felt unsupported. So what do I do? That's why I came to the Loving All Method. What do I do now? Now that I see this, what do I do? For me, I looked as clearly as I can at what I'm emotionally feeling, because I'm not changing my behavior, I'm simply changing my emotional habits. So emotionally, what's happening? And I saw that I was pushing myself to do better. I used my emotions to pressure. That was normally the pressure was shame. You should be doing this better. And I just noticed how I was using my emotions to make myself do something. And the Loving All Method is so simple. All I do next is allow my emotion to be. So, we can move on just a little bit to emotionally allowing what is to be. So the first part of this was identifying where I'm emotionally manipulating my life. And I say manipulating because these are the parts where my emotions aren't helping. These are the parts where I begin to dream grandiose things and I can't set myself free. But if I let these dreams die, and I emotionally allow myself to be, I will find that letting go of emotional manipulation, letting go will let me come alive. And so, I can't emotionally push myself. This means for me that I look at just the first fault that came up where I was using my emotions to manipulate, I just look at that first situation, that first time, whatever it is. As soon as I notice it, I look at that. And for me, that meant I needed to look at perfectionism. Emotionally allow my thoughts to be exactly the way they are, my perception to be exactly the way it is, my feeling of fear to be exactly the way it is, all these things, to emotionally allow them to be exactly the way they are. How to do that? We're all here in willingness and in a desire to awaken to the true self. To all of us together. I want all of us just to ask how to do that, how to emotionally be with what is. And I want all of us to ask that because all of us have the answer. See, the wonderful thing about leading each of you is that I don't have to be the teacher because each of you are the teacher. You have that inner intuition, and so I just ask you to ask yourself, how do I be with, and then the emotion. How do I emotionally allow? Or the way I phrased it earlier, there are dreams about my future, dreams about being perfect dreams. There are dreams that I can't seem to set free. But if I let them die, and I emotionally allow myself to be exactly the way I am now, I will find that letting go lets me come alive. That letting go comes from the willingness to ask, the willingness to look. And that willingness and that looking and that asking, that's going to give you your answer. That's going to make you come alive. That's going to put you in a position to listen and know. Instead of listen and learn, listen and know. Listen and know that what you're hearing is true. And I hope that no matter which method we're on, whether it's Michael Langford or Ramana Maharshi, that whatever you're reading or going through, when we're going through these many cultures and the idea to wake up, whatever you're going through, that you can listen and know. Know if it's true. Know if it's for you. So far I've went over maybe a little bit of questioning just to become aware of what's happening. And my example was perfectionism. And then I took us to a second step, which was how to emotionally allow it to be. And what we've gathered from the second step is to ask within, to connect with that inner intuition. That inner intuition that is leading us all, that brings us all here today together, that has us listening to the same thing, reading from the same teacher, all of us here now. That intuition, the one that's already maneuvered us into place, it's already here. That intuition. So, step three is just about connecting to inner intuition. Because one, we noticed it. One, we noticed there was a problem. Two, we noticed we needed to connect. Three is connecting. And so, to connect to inner intuition is to empty my hands of the pushing life, of the emotional pushing. Empty my hands of the emotional pushing. And to fill up my heart with emotional allowance. So let's go through that one more time. Empty my hands of the emotional pushing and fill up my heart with emotional allowance. This is how I can let spirit capture my mind. So how to do it? And again, the grammar is wrong when I say how to do it. And just a period afterwards, but I love it. I hear it often on Muji, and the reason I love it so much is because it brings out a lot of the fluff of my thinking, and I simply look at what I want to do, like emotionally allow. And then I say, how to do it? Question mark. How to do it? So, there are a lot of ways to become willing. And if you ever have the wonderful opportunity to go into MPP, it is a marvelous way to gather your willingness. But if you just want to come to gathering on Sundays, that works too. Let me share with you some ways to become willing so that when you notice something that you can look at it and then ask intuition so that we can all do our very, very best to awaken to this truth that we're all here for. We all want to awaken to this truth. So together, let's talk about becoming willing. Because this, maybe this will help. So for me, sitting in the chair every morning and meditating is just not easy. I can't wake up early and do it. And I get frustrated and I stop. And so I work with myself. And I work with a little short-term goal and a long-term goal. And let me share my short-term goal with you. Every day, no matter what time I wake up, I spend 10 minutes in meditation. Which, that 10 minutes is reading this chapter 12. That takes me 5 minutes. In the other 5 minutes, I write down whatever day I am on. So if I'm yesterday I practiced line number 6 in Michael Langford. Today I'll practice line number 7. I'll write line number 7 down. I'll keep that index card that I wrote it down on with me. Carry it with me through the day if I need help. I spend that last 5 minutes just thinking about what I wrote down. In total, I spend 10 minutes every day. That's about as much time as I could spend on Facebook. And I spend 10 minutes because an hour is overwhelming. Because I'm not yet ready to sit in this chair every day. But I can sit down for 10 minutes. And so my short-term goal is to sit down for 10 minutes. Every day. And be with whatever I am to meditate on or contemplate. Just so I can connect. And kind of like we're doing this morning, get together, so I can get together with myself. So I have this every morning. And then, through the day, because I wrote down on the index card, I'm not over-vigilant. In fact, I maybe not even a lot of vigilant. There's a lot of my day that I do not contemplate or am looking inward. I'm looking outward a lot. But when I'm looking outward and I notice, like that step one from today, I just notice that something's off. I can pull out that index card and connect. And the reason I pull out the index card, and this is the most important part, so listen up here if you haven't listened before. The reason that I pull out that index card is so that I can connect to myself before I try to connect to inner wisdom. I need to connect to myself and then ask. Because I don't want to ask my angry what to do. And I don't want to be in the habit of emotionally manipulating and then asking how to fix my issue. Because I'll just emotionally manipulate some more. So, anytime I grab on to something throughout my day, like I'm at work and I am putting the chairs up on the table in the gymnasium because I have to do that today, and I see another teacher and she could be helping me, but she is standing there watching, and that is enough. Right there for me to stop, notice, connect, and ask intuition. The loving all method is not about changing behavior. The loving all method is about changing this habit of emotionally manipulating things. Great. So, I am going to wrap up my teaching. Because that's only what I have to say is only half the battle. It's only half of what we're going to do this morning. We still have some time, and we're going to connect together this morning. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to share with one another. This is going to be the reason that we come together, is to listen to clarity, to read, to sit with the heart, and then we share. So let me wrap this up so we can share. I'm just going to go over 1, 2, 3 again. And Jacqueline has put it down right on the board. Step 1, stop. Notice. Step 2, connect. Ask intuition. And that step 3 was every morning, if you can, 10 minutes and contemplate. And if you can't, work with inner intuition for something that works for you. Whatever it is that can help you learn to connect. Stop, notice, connect, ask. Okay, that's it. Now that I have finished my teaching, we are going to openly meditate and contemplate together. And so what that means is that we're going to listen to a little bit of music. We're going to contemplate on our own. But when I say together, I mean with this same unity, with this same recognition that we are all here today to awaken to the truth. So with that contemplation, let's listen to this song. Lynn is going to play Empty My Hands by 10th Avenue. It's about 5 minutes, and we'll come back, and we'll all share together. So Lynn, if you could put on Empty My Hands by 10th Avenue, that would be wonderful, and thank you so much.
Voices in my head, and they are so strong, and I'm getting sick of this. Oh Lord, how long will I be haunted by the fear that I believe? My hands like locks on cages of these dreams I can't set free. But if I let these dreams die, if I lay down all my wounded pride, if I let these dreams die, will I find the letting go lets me come alive? So empty my hands, fill up my heart, capture my mind with. How long?
empty my hands, fill up my heart, capture my mind with you, with you.
Thank you so much, Lynn. I hope that something arose for each of you during that.
We met half a dozen
right now,
times.
I'm
oh, your
going
name,
to open
I
the
know
floor
you don't know.
Sharing by all. Anyone who wishes to. The procedure for sharing is to, on the right-hand side of your screen, raise your hand. And then, as I'll demonstrate with Jacqueline right here, I will let go of the mic and offer it to Jacqueline. So, Jacqueline, here is the mic.
Thank you, David. I trust you guys can hear me. Very good. What a beautiful message. It's the... Wow, I'm getting emotional again. I'm deeply touched by your message. And I just think it's such a great reminder. You know, we go through these lessons, and you know, we read our books, and we do the things that we do, and we think we know something, and then we forget to check in. You know, the mind comes in and does what the mind is designed to do, and tries to fix things, and it tries to fix things using these new tools that we've learned. What you've done for me this morning is to remind me that that there's a step that I might be missing sometimes, and that step is just for a moment. You know, I have a regular meditation practice and all that, but for a moment, to check in. I have to check in order to access the guidance that's there, the inner intuition that I know is there. I first have to check in. And, I appreciate the reminder. I love you very much. Wonderful sermon. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you. I love you very much as well. Oh, Lynn, I would love to give you the mic. Lynn, here it is.
Thank you, David, and thank you everyone who participates today. That this message from the Loving All really brings you to the point where you're recognizing, you know, he says, if something horrible happens, love it. If something you think is joyful happens, love it. Love everything. And why is that? It is really because I'm not in a position not to. I'm not in a position to say this is good and this is bad and this is God and this is not. Everything is God. Everything is grace. And so to love it just the way it is, and I did post from Lesson 268, which I know many of us here in this room love, let all things be exactly as they are. And Jesus says in that lesson, let me not be your critic, Lord, today, and judge against you. Doesn't mean Jesus is saying that, you know, God made the world, and if we don't like it, that we're being God's critic. It's saying, don't look at anything and judge what it is. Don't look at anything and think you know what it is, because you do not know. And so let me not judge. Let me not attempt to interfere with your creation and distort it into sickly forms. Let me not say it's bad or good or anything. Let me be willing to withdraw my wishes from its unity, and thus to let it be as you created it. For thus will I be able to recognize myself as you created me. In love was I created, and in love will I remain forever. What can frighten me when I let things, all things be exactly as they are? And really, that is what this loving all method is saying, you know, I love it no matter what it is. I love it. No matter how it seems, I love it. No matter how I protest, I love it. And if I just love it all, then what can hurt me? What can break my heart? What can cause me suffering or pain? Nothing. Because everything that happens, I love. If I had cancer, I love it. If I lost my child, I love it. If I found out, you know, I had 2 days to live, I love it. If I won the lottery, I love it. I don't love any of it more than any other of it, because I see it all as equally the same. Sameness is what's all about. There's no difference in anything. The world we see is made of differences that we believe, you know, oh, this is black and this is white, this is up and this is down, you know, he's fat, he's thin, he's old, he's young. None of those things are true. And so it doesn't matter what I see. If I love it all the same, then I am loving it more in the way that God loves it, which is God loves everything. There's not a thing that God doesn't love. You want to be like God? Love like God. You want to be like Jesus? Love like Jesus. If you want to be like Ramana, love like Ramana. Don't think that you have an idea or a thought that would make anything in this universe unlovable. It's not possible. You can't change what God made. And so I love this, David. Thank you so much for this beautiful message. And I'll give you back the mic.
Thank you, Len, so much for your sharing. I love that we all come here to share. And I sometimes come onto the radio and I always hear you sharing from your heart. So thank you. You know, I forgot while we were contemplating to mention donations. And Len had put a link up on the board about awakening together and donating to them. And let me just take a second now to encourage you to donate. And the reason that I encourage you to do that is because there are a lot of operating costs to keeping Awakening Together up. And if you want to see those costs, you can actually go on the website and go to the four members, and we have financial reports. And you can see that it takes a lot of money to run this organization. And so any donations that you would like to make would be greatly appreciated. And then on that note, is there anybody else who feels called from within to share anything? All right, Dove, here's the mic.
Okay. Takes me a while to change my settings. I was recording you as well. Thank you so much, David. That was true mastery, absolute mastery. And at the very beginning, I think Lynn said that she loves your willingness. You are a demonstration of perfect willingness. And that's exactly what the Course says. It says your understanding is not necessary. Only your willingness is necessary. And I think that you demonstrate like 100% willingness all the time. Everyone hears it, and every word, everything that comes through you is your willingness to just let go of all the things that have held you back, to be free. And actually, you inspire me to retire, and that's no joke. Yeah, I did speak to Regina. I said, you know, there's another three or four new ordained ministers you know, I'd like them to take their place in the rotation on Sunday mornings. She did say, well, Jay may take his place, so there'll be four. And I would love to see you as a regular on the Sunday morning. Maybe you already are. I'm not really sure. Maybe Jay and you. I'm not sure, but love to see you really as a regular minister here. I know it's all about willingness, and that's all I'm really speaking about. And in relationship to what everyone has been sharing, what Jacqueline and Lynn were sharing, you know, when I was on a couple of weeks ago, I also had Lynn reading, I think it was from chapter 1, the first 45 or so lines. And on that, by the way, I'm glad that you increased it. I know that originally it was for the first 45 lines in chapter 12, and then you increased it to 75 lines. I'm really happy that you did that, because the next 30 or so lines was really very helpful. I think it was in chapter 1 where Lynn read a couple weeks ago. It was really all about recognizing that the thoughts that are coming into my mind are really not my thoughts, and that all of them are just holding me back. It came to me just this morning, so I think it's perfect that the topic was exactly what you were sharing on, is that those thoughts were started when I thought I had to do something, or I had to get something. Doing and getting are always of the ego. So as soon as I needed to manipulate my environment somehow so as to get what it is that I needed, which always comes from the belief in lack, which of course is the domain of the ego, along comes this stream of thoughts. I just got addicted to listening to my thoughts. My thoughts could be corrupt, larcenous. It doesn't really matter. They are my thoughts. And if I believe in my thoughts, I'm going to go the way of the purpose of those thoughts. And the purpose of those thoughts was to rearrange the environment, to change the world the way I would like the world to be. And of course, as Lynn put up here earlier from lesson 268, which is one of the original lessons mentioned here by Jim Dunn many, many, many years ago as his favorite lesson, lesson 268, let all things be exactly as they are, which I think that's the Course of Miracles way of looking at what Michael Langford is really saying. And the only reason that we don't realize what we are doing is we think that we can rearrange what God has created, and that's impossible. So it's just like a mission impossible until we realize that we are giving meaning to the meaningless. That we give meaning to our thoughts. And you know, the thoughts are really powerful, and it's my willingness to step back and say, no, I really do not know what anything is for. Exactly what Lynn says. I do not know what anything is for. It's only my willingness to step back and let him lead the way. Thank you so much, David. You have truly led the way for all of us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you so much, Dove. I appreciate your sharing. We have 5 more minutes. And as a teacher in a second and first grade classroom environment, K through fifth even, as a teacher, I know that there are the quiet students who think that they don't have anything to say, but who have their thoughts turning in their mind. And so I just want to give you a word of encouragement that if you have anything that even feels worth sharing, bring it for us. We're here together with one purpose, which is to awaken to the true self. All right. If that is the end of our open sharing, I am going to do just a little something that maybe the other ministers don't do, but that I prefer to, is I just want to review the other 9 things we did this morning, just in case, and you need a reminder there's something you needed to do later and you've already forgotten about it. I just want to go through what we've done. So what we did this morning was we came in together and I welcomed each of you to this gathering so that we could connect together and awaken to that one truth. After we connected together this morning, I asked us to greet one another while Lynn played the awakening song. And when we did that, we all got on the board. We talked about, you know, I read Foggy from Texas and the Hilltops. So we just say a little bit about where we're from and give everybody our good morning. After that, we talked about our purpose in awakening together, which our purpose is we are an assembly of equals joined together in one common purpose, awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. Now, we talked a little bit about our purpose this morning, and then we moved on to announcements. We had three. One announcement was that the member boards are new member trustees are being nominated. Another announcement was that we are selling Awakening Together t-shirts on the website. And the third announcement was that on Sunday there will be a member board meeting, or a member meeting, State of the Union kind of a thing. After the announcements, we listened to a song, which was by Sidewalk Prophets called Change This Heart. That song was for us to deepen into willingness before we were to go into our lesson. And then we did a little prayer and a little moment of silence after that song, just to ask that I pray that I may come to know your truth utterly. Right. After that, we did a reading. We did Michael Langford, Chapter 12, The Loving All Method, Lines 1 through 76. And then I shared for about 20 minutes three steps that can really help us to stop emotionally holding and manipulating responsibilities. We empty our hands of that. And to allow us to fill our hearts with willingness, connection, or clarity. And so those steps were 1, to notice that something's going on, 2, to connect, and then 3, to ask intuition. After that, we put on music Lynn played for us, and we opened the doors to contemplation. And we all contemplated together with that music. And then after that is this period right now where we shared. And it seems like everybody who wanted to share has shared. And so that's going to move us on to the next two things we haven't done yet. I'm going to give you my most sincere gratitude, and then Lynn's going to play a closing song, and we'll be off on our way. But for my gratitude, let me say how thankful I am to have a family of aspirants who wish to awaken. Somewhere where I can go, a sanctuary where everybody here who has the exact same purpose as me. I have no need to worry about any kind of explanation or if you understand, because in our hearts we all have the same understanding of what we're looking for. There's no need for words here. And it's so perfect to come in here because all I have to do is to see you and we both are on the same page. We both know why we're here. We are both connected. I encourage anybody to go to the Awakening Together retreats for the exact same reason. We come into the room and we're all connected. So I appreciate the opportunity to lead each of you, but I can tell you in the most honest and sincere way, you don't need me. I'm so happy to be a part of this family. Let us close the same way we opened. Lynn, would you please play the We Are Awakening song? And goodbye.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic awakening. In the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here, standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Awakening, awakening, huh?